God to reconcile man back to God. So he's letting the Gentiles know in this text, praise God, that was a time when you were outside the ark of safety. Praise God. But as we glaze our eyes at verse 13, it appears that Jesus changes, praise God, the overall tune of his statement that Paul changes. I'm sorry. He said, now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off, praise God, are made nigh by what? The blood of Christ. In other words, Jesus came to outsiders and made it possible for them to become insiders. Amen. And if you've been saved today, amen, won't you pat yourself on the back and say, it's good. It's good to be inside. Hallelujah. You see, one time the Gentiles were separated from Christ, but now they live in vital union with God. And all of this has been accomplished by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul had to remind the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 5:18, he said that, and all things, praise God, of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. There are some benefits, amen, for being reconciled to God. Oh yeah, there are some benefits. Somebody say, what are some of the benefits? Can I just name two of them? Can I just give you two? Amen. I gave you some of the promises, but can I give you some of the benefits of being in Christ, being reconciled to Christ? The very first one is, praise God, those who are in Christ Jesus, they have peace. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have peace if you are in Christ Jesus. You see, verse 14 says, for he is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down, praise God, the middle walls of partition between us. You see, Jesus made possible the harmonious and peaceful relationship between God and mankind and between mankind and mankind. Praise God. And I need not tell you, praise God, that when he brings peace, there is no peace like he can bring. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to talk this. Praise God. We look at Matthew 5:19. It says, blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall what? Be called the children of God. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We ought to be some of the most peacemaking people on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. We ought to be some of the most peacemaking people on the face of the earth. Praise God. It's good to be a peacemaker. Praise God. And not a peace breaker. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, what you mean by a peace breaker? Amen. We live in a time here in this 21st century, even in the church. Praise God. We have some peace breakers. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. We have some peace breakers. Somebody say, how in the world can I break peace? Oh, yeah, you can break some peace by some of the things that you say. You can break peace by some of the things that you do. Amen. There are some peace breakers. Amen. Somebody say, how in the world can you give me a verse of text that could tell me this? Somebody, I want y'all to put up on the marquee, praise God, Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. Amen. Praise God. I want you to look at this. It says, these six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Let's look at them. A proud look. Praise God. A lying tongue, that's peacebreakers. Hands that shed innocent blood. That's a peace breaker. Praise God. Hearts that devised wicked imaginations. Peace breakers. Feet that be swift. Praise God. In, praise God, running to mischief. Peace breakers. Praise God. False witnesses that speak it lies. Peace breakers. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. Peace breakers. Amen. So the benefit of being, amen, apart and reconciled to God is that he brings us peace. But not only does he give us peace, praise God, it also gives us access. Somebody say access. Verse 18 says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Amen. You see, this new relationship, praise God, that Paul is picturing here between the Jews and the Gentiles, praise God, it brings us all together, praise God, as one big happy family. And it gives us access to God. Yeah, you see, that was a time when the Gentiles could not go into and worship with the Jews. They both could go to the temple court, and they both could go to what they call the outer court. But the Gentiles got to a certain portion of the court, and there was engraved on the wall that they could not go any further. Praise God. And if they did, they could be put to death. But being reconciled back to God, amen, it gives us access to him. Amen. In other words, we don't have to go through nobody, amen, to see our God. Hebrews 3:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, praise God, and find grace to help in a time of need. So we see that it's through Jesus Christ, praise God, not only it because of him that we are no longer alienated, it's because of him we are reconciled back to God. But my third point, praise God, that the reason why Jesus makes the difference is that through Jesus Christ, we now are considered insiders. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm an insider now. I'm an insider. And what that means, metaphorically speaking, is that strangers have become citizens of God's country, children in God's family, and praise God, we have become an integral part of a structure called the body of Christ. In other words, Jesus gave the Gentiles a sense of belonging. And amen, and we now belong to him. Praise God. If I look at verse 19 and verse 20, it says, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but we are now fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. You see, the Gentiles, praise God, had been at one time strangers. They had been at one time foreigners, praise God, but they are now citizens of this great country. They are now citizens of this great nation. They are now citizens of this great world that's called the body of Christ. Praise God, we are no longer strangers. We are no longer on the outside looking in. Praise God, we are now on the inside. But praise God, let me close this thing. Praise God, since we are now on the inside. Praise God, he said that we have been built on, praise God, the words of our apostles. And we've been built on the prophecy that's been prophesied by our prophets. Praise God, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You see, by mentioning them as the foundation, Paul was stressing, praise God, the historical link that bond the church to its source. And its source is Jesus Christ himself. Praise God, he was and is the chief cornerstone. And he was the very first stone in place. The one which, praise God, gave all of the others their true place. You see, it was by the blood of Jesus Christ and that the Gentiles alone with the Jews were part of a spiritual structure which is called the body of Christ. And praise God, and since we are a part of the body of Christ, it means, praise God, that we are subject to everything that the body is subject to. Somebody say, what is the body subject to? We are subject to eternal life. We are subject, praise God, to all of the glory and all of the fame. I'm talking about spiritual fame, not earthly fame, because we have too many people worried about what they are in an earthly realm. But can I remind you that Paul reminded us when he reminded the Philippian church, praise God, that I count all of these things but dung. Praise God, just to win the excellency of Jesus Christ. Paul was a man who was educated at the foot of Gamaliel. Paul could speak 12 different languages. Paul said that I am a Hebrew of Hebrew. He said, praise God, concerning the law. Praise God, I was a Pharisee. And praise God, and if there's anybody who needs to be braggadocious about who they are in Christ Jesus, what Paul is saying that I should be the one that should be braggadocious. But he said, I take all of that stuff that I have and I count it as dung.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast. You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right.